It's been more than half a century since Congress passed the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, or ANCSA. It put millions of acres of land in the control of more than 200 newly formed local and regional Alaska Native corporations, but five Southeast Alaska Native communities were left out.
We were literally involved from the very, very beginning, going back to the very first part of land claims.
Tashi Richard Reinhardt is Kiksetti from Wrangell, which is one of the five communities excluded from ANCSA.
To be left out was a surprise to us.
Alaska's congressional delegation has been trying to change that by submitting and resubmitting bills over the past two decades. The bills are aimed at amending the 1971 legislation to include Wrangell, Petersburg, Ketchikan, Haines, and Tenakee Springs. Sam Erickson is press secretary for Representative Mary Peltola, Alaska's sole representative in Congress.
We see this as correcting an oversight from Congress that resulted in unfulfilled promises to the landless communities of Southeast. This has been a priority of the congressional delegation for decades, and we're carrying on the legacy of Don Young and others who've striven to fix this injustice here.
Peltola filed a bill in the U.S. House of Representatives in late July. It's functionally the same as many others proposed in the past by Alaska legislators.
ANCSA was intended to address Alaska Native land claims by conveying land to be used for economic, social, and cultural well-being. But because they were left out, you know, these lands communities never got the opportunities for economic development and cultural preservation that the other communities did.
It's a matter of longstanding discussion why the five communities were excluded from the initial 1971 law. A report by the University of Alaska in the mid-1990s found no clear reason why the communities were excluded other than congressional intent. At a congressional hearing in 2015, the late Representative Don Young speculated it was because of the thriving logging in and around the five communities at the time of the law's passage in the early 1970s. Young said timber groups lobbied hard against the community's inclusion, fearing it would impact future logging claims.
It is so impactful for the five communities that were left out.
Atsin Esther Reese is the tribal administrator for the Wrangell Cooperative Association, Wrangell's federally recognized tribal government.
This was our land since time immemorial, and it is recognizing that and giving our tribal citizens some of our land back that we had stewarded for tens of thousands of years. So on a philosophical level, I think that's very important.
Not only does Wrangell's exclusion from ANCSA keep it from receiving a township of land, it also means community members have been barred from forming a local corporation. Alaska Native corporations are a huge chunk of the state's economy and the largest type of private employer in the state.
What could it do? I think sky's the limit.
Reinhardt explains it's unlikely a Wrangell Native corporation would go down the logging route of many original ANCSA corporations. He says village corporations are now looking at carbon credits, contracting jobs, and other economic endeavors.
Every community will benefit. And when I say that, I don't mean just the Native community. Of course, the Native community would benefit, but the entire community of Wrangell would benefit, and Ketchikan and Petersburg and Haines and Tenakee, they would all benefit, the non-natives as well as the native shareholders.
The people who would be shareholders in Wrangell's native corporation wouldn't exactly be the same as the WCA tribal citizenship in town. Reese explains it would be an entirely separate entity with its own board of directors and management.
So it isn't necessarily related to the tribe as far as like our membership roles, but WCA is very supportive of all the efforts to get Wrangell and the other four communities their land.
The years-long effort to include the five communities under ANCSA has faced pushback. Last year, Petersburg's borough government narrowly approved a letter to Congress opposing a previous version of the bill after years of divided town discussions. Some have concerns about specific sites included in proposed maps of the areas that would be transferred to landless communities. Landless legislation has also in the past faced opposition from some environmental groups because of potential development at the sites. Still others are concerned about the potential for restricted public access.
It's hard because every acre in the Tungus is already committed or loved in some way.
Senator Lisa Murkowski acknowledged the difficulty of establishing land plots and negotiating potential use and access conflicts during an interview with KSDK last fall. But she said she still believes Congress should honor the obligation of ANCSA. She reintroduced a bill in the Senate in June that would include the five landless communities.
What we're trying to do, again, is to resolve a longstanding inequity and do so in a manner that that brings about that brings about consensus rather than conflict.
Reese, Wrangell's tribal administrator, says the years-long campaign to include Wrangell and the other landless communities speaks to how important it is.
I think it is indicative of how passionate our people are to be able to receive that recognition and to be able to receive that land and to be able to receive those rights. It's not easy to keep going.
Alaska's delegation has introduced a handful of other bills aimed at amending ANCSA this term as well. In all, the law has been amended over 100 times. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.